We're going to learn Sota Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. We left off on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah had said that the Meshuach Muhammad says to the people, Va'atem, I'atem Kain. Whereas everybody else puts their faith in a bus of Adam, you are coming, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Aholeichim Lachem, Nilachim Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting for you, you have the Machne Ha'aron. Says more of a Kol Kach Lama. What is this great guarantee that he says that Hashem goes with them? Why does he say Aholeichim Lachem? That it sounds like Hashem is literally going. Why not just say Hashem Imachem, that Hashem is with you? So Gemara explains, "B'pnei Shehashem v'kol kinuyav munachin ba'aron." The Shame Hashem and all of the other references to the name of Hashem were in the Aron that went out to Melchama. So Gemara brings a raya that the Aron that had the luchos went with them to war. V'cheinu Omer, pasuk says by the Melchama with Midian, "Vayishlachos Moshe elef lamate latzava osam v'yas Pinchas," and the pasuk goes on to say that the Uklei HaKodesh v'chatzotzer satrua biyado. So Gemara explains the pasuk Osam Elu Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin went out to war. Pinchas is a Meshuach Melchama. Pinchas is a reference to the Kohen Meshuach Melchama. And Klei HaKodesh ze Aron v'lucha shabal, that's the Aron and the Luchos. V'chatzotzer satrua Elu HaShofaros, and the chatzotzer satrua is a reference to the Shofaros. So once we quote the pasuk about Melchemes Midian in order to teach that the Aron goes out with the Luchos in it to the Melchama, the Gemara brings a brice that discusses that particular Melchama. Tana lo lechinim halach Pinchas Melchama eli para din avi imo shnemar v'amidan machro so el Mitzrayim. That Pinchas didn't go out to war for nothing. He came for payback for what happened to Yosef, that he was sold to Mitzrayim. Lememar de Pinchas mi Yosef hazi. Wait a second. Pinchas was descended from Yosef. Vaksi ve'lazar ben Aaron lakach lo mibros puti. That Pinchas was from the Bas Putiel. My love, the Asim Yisro. Isn't Putiel Yisro? Shapita Magal Navod Chavim. That Yisro was the one who fattened cows to be used for Avodah Zarah, and that's why he was called Putiel. Says Mar, Lo, Mi Yosef. Pinchas actually descended from Yosef, and his mother was from the Benos Yosef, and the reason she was called Abbas Putiel is because Yosef is referred to as Putiel, Shepit Beit B'Yitzro, that he conquered his Yetzer Hara, that he was Mezalzel as Yetzer Hara, he didn't consider his Yetzer Hara at all, and he was able to overcome it when it came to the Eshes Potiphar. V'alo Shvatim Evazenoso, when Pinchas killed Zimri, asked the Gemara, the Shvatim were humiliating him, and they said, "Re'isem ben Putizeh, ben Shapite Mavi Yimah Agal Mavod Chavim Yarug Nasim Yisrael." Look at this guy. This guy descends from someone who was engaged in Avodah Zarah, and apparently referring to Yisro, and now he thinks that he's chashuv enough that he's allowed to take the law into his own hands and kill a Nasim Yisrael. So it sounds like it was not that he was descended from Yosef, but that he was in fact descended from Yisro. Ella Yavudi Imei Yosef, Ime di Ime mi Yisro. If his paternal grandmother was from Yosef, his maternal grandmother was from Yisro. Vi Ime di Ime mi Yosef, Avu di Ime mi Yisro. Or it might have been the reverse. Dekanami dechsiv mi bnos putiel. And it says it male with a yud, not putael, without a yud. So tre mashma. It sounds like there were two pituyim, there were two putiels, meaning there was Yosef and Yisro, so shmamina. So in fact, we do see that. So the main point over here, Pinchas descended both from Yisro, who is Mefate Magalim Lavad Zara, and from Yosef, who is Mefat Peit B'Yitzro. Good, says the Mishnah, again explaining the preparations for war. The Mishnah goes on. V'dibur ashotem elam lemar, mia isha shabana vayis chadash v'lo chanachal yelich v'yashov l'veso. Whoever built a house and didn't have a chance to live in it yet should go back home. Ech rabona beis hatavin beis habakar beis ha'etzim beis ha'otzaros ech rabona v'chalokech v'chariyorish v'chashnitalom matana. And it doesn't matter what kind of house. It could have been a house to raise cattle in, or a house where you store wood, or a house where you store wine and oil and grain. And whether you built a house or bought a house or inherited a house or a house was given to you as a matana, either way, if you haven't lived in it, you got your chozim erchem melchama. And then he said, "Umi yesh asher not akerem v'lo chilalo." Who planted a vineyard and wasn't yet did not yet have an opportunity to enjoy the vineyard? The lo chilalo means he was not yet mechalal the kedusha of the peros of the vineyard that grew in the fourth year, meaning the fourth year is kerem revai. So echron teh kerem echron teh chamishi ilanim. whether you planted a vineyard, or whether it be other fruit-bearing trees, or whether you planted grains of the chamesh saminin. Echad anoteh, vechad amavrich, vechad amarkiv, vechad alkech, vechad yoresh, vechad shnita lo b'matana. And it doesn't make a difference if you planted it, or you grafted it, or you know how, or you purchased it, or you inherited it, or it was given to you as a matana. All of these would be chozer meorchem elchama. And then he would say, "Umi isha sher eros isha, who had erisin with a woman, but has not yet lived with her." So echad ma'aris es b'sul v'echnam er saris almana va'afilu shomeres yav ma'afilu shamesh meis b'melchama chozer v'alo. It doesn't matter whether he was ma'aris a girl who had never been married before, or who had been married before, or even if she was a shomeres yavam, or even if he just heard that his brother died and she's going to have to be a Shomeres Yavam. He goes back from war. All of these different people would hear the announcements from the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, and they would go back home. They would go back from the battlefront to the city, but they didn't go all the way back to their houses because a Mespikin Mayim Mazon Mesaknas Adrachim. They still had to help in the war effort. They didn't have to actually fight the war, but they'd be involved in the effort to prepare food for the soldiers and pave the roads for the soldiers. Ve'elu she'enu chozrim. But the following people do not go back because from the war. Habona beis shar achsadro umarpesa. Someone who built a gatehouse or a porch or a backyard or a deck or something like that. Hanotea arba ilane machal. Someone who planted 4 fruit trees. Ve'chamisha ilani srak, or 5 non-fruit-bearing trees. Hamachzer skrushaso. Someone who remarries a woman that he had previously been married to. Or almanu kohen gadol grusha v'chutz l'kohen hediot. Someone who gets married be'iser. Mamzer is in the scene of Yisrael. Someone has a losa say in the marriage. Basel nasal mamzer lo ha'ichazer. In all these cases, you do not go back. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af habona bayis al mechono. Even if a person had his house destroyed and he rebuilds it in exactly the same location with the same measurements without adding anything to it, lo ha'ichazer would not return from the war because it's just putting back the house, but it's not a new house. Rabbi Lozer omer, af habona bayis levenim b'sharon lo ha'ichazer. Someone who builds a house out of bricks in Sharon, where the kark over there is not really fit to have a brick house, so the binyan that he's making is not a binyan shel kayama, he does not go back from war. Elu she'en zazen rimakomen. The following people don't even get to the Marachay Melchama. They don't even get as far out to the war. Banabayis v'chanacho, a person who just built a brand new house and it's still in the first year of living in it. Notakarem v'chililo, person who the fourth year of the first time he's able to enjoy the fruits of the vineyard in the fourth year when it's Karem Revai, the fourth year is not yet over. Hanosei asarusaso hakonei sasivimto, someone who marries, who actually had nisuin or did yibum. Shenemar naki, and it's the first year. Shenemar naki elibeso shana achas. Lebeso zebeso yiyeh zekarmo the samach is ishto zu ishto asher lakach lavi esivimto. So from each phrase in the pasuk we see that whether it be your bayis or your kerem or your isha, within the first year of being fully together with them, you do not go out to melchama at all. Ein maspikin mayim mazon vein masaknin esadrachim, and they don't even have to participate in the war effort at all. So the main point we get from this mission is that there are essentially 3 categories of people. There are those who have to actually fight in the war. There are those who go to the battlefront but don't actually fight in the war. Then they come back to prepare the food and the roads. And those are people who have begun the process of connecting to their house or their vineyard or their isha, but have not yet completed the process. Then there are those that don't even begin to go out to war, and they don't have to participate at all in the war effort. And those are people who have completed the process of connecting to their house or their vineyard or their isha, but it has not yet been a year that they've had it. So within that first year, they don't even have to participate at all in the effort. So the Mishnah had said that they would tell the Yotzei Melchama many ways that they have to go back for more. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains that that these are all part of the Meshuach Melchama's speech, and the Shotrim that were there would just chazer over the speech of the Meshuach Melchama. Tan Rabbanan, the Dibru HaShotrim, it says that the Shotrim speak. Yachol Dvarim Shalatzman, I might think that they make their own speech. Kishu Amar V'yasvu HaShotrim, Hare Dvarim Shalatzman Amar. It already says their own speech, that only those things that are V'yasvu are things that they say themselves that were not previously said. Hamani Mekayim V'dibru HaShotrim, so what do I do with the part that says V'dibru HaShotrim? It must be V'dibru Meshuach Melchama HaKosim Medaber, that the part about building a house or planting a vineyard or being Ma'aris Nisha, that was something that was actually already stated by the Meshuach Melchama, and the Shotim would repeat it. HaKetzad, Kohen Medaber, V'Shotim Meshmiya, the Kohen would say it, and the Shotim would say it out loud in order to, for everyone to hear it. Tani Chada, we have one Brisa that tells us that the that Kohen Medaber V'Shotim Meshmiya, V'Tani Idach, Kohen Medaber V'Kohen Meshmiya, that it was another Kohen that would be Meshmiya to the people. V'Tani Idach, in the third Brisa, Shotim Medaber V'Shotim Meshmiya. So with a stira between three brises, Amar Abaye HaKetzad. How do we make all of the brises? How do we reconcile all the brises with each other? So Vinigash, from the word Vinigash ad Vidibru, that's the kriya that they shouldn't be afraid of the Melchama because Hashem is with them. That Kohen Medaber V'Kohen Mashmiya. That was all from the Kohen. Mi Vidabru, from Vidibru until ad Viyosvu, which are all the warning, all the statements about someone who built or planted or was Ma'aris, that he should go back. Kohen Medaber V'Shotim Mashmiya. Mi Viyosvu Ve'elach, where they say anyone who's terrified in Yarei V'Rachalevav should go back from the Melchama, that's Shotim Medaber V'Shotim. That the Shoter speaks, and the Shoter is the one that announces it out loud as well. So three levels of parts of the speech, three parts of the pre-war speech. The part that Hashem is with you is completely from Kohanim. The part that if you planted or built or married, that starts with Kohanim and is repeated by Shoterim. And the part that if you're terrified, that comes purely from the Shoterim. Mi asher shabana bayis chadash. Tan Rabban, so we have a brisa. Asher bana ein liela asher bana lokach viyarash. V'nitin l'mat tanam inayin. I only see from the pasuk that if you build a house, you're potter from going to the war. How do I know that if you purchased a house or it was given to you as a gift or something like that? Tamalomar mi ha'ish. That's why it says mi ha'ish. It could have said mi asher bana, but it adds the word ish to tell me even if you didn't build the house, but it's new to you, it's new to the ish, that's good enough. Asher bana bayis ein liela. From the pasuk, I would only know a house that you live in. How do I know even a house that you store grain in, or that you raise cattle in, or that you store wood in, or that you store wine and oil in? Tamlam asharbana mikol makom. It says asharbana, and we could put the comma there after asharbana before the word bayis, so it doesn't have to be a bayis. Yachal shenimar ba'afabona beishar chasadu marpeses. I might think no matter what you build, even if you just build a little guard booth. Tamlam ar bayis ma bayis harei ledi. Just like a house is a place that's royal ledira, so too the only things that you go back to war from are things that are when you build something that's royal ledira. Whereas a base shar achsadro marpeses are not royal ledira. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Omer bayis kimashmao. Bayis means something that's designated for people to live in, and someone who built such a house goes back. But someone who builds a base hatheven, even though b'di'evet someone might live there, they're not designated for that purpose, and therefore you would not go back for more. Lo chanach v'lo chanacho prat legazlan. Lo chanach, and it says it could have written lo chanach. It says lo chanacho. That's telling us that only a particular house, if you were not mechanech, you go back, as opposed to someone who stole a house, even though he was not yet mechanech, the house does not go back. Lema de lo krav Yossi Aglili. Maybe the brisa that's mema'it, someone who steals a house, is going against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Di Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's referring to a person who's afraid of averos that he has done. And if a person stole a house, even if you're going to be memayit, even if you're going to tell me that he does not have to return mitam being banabayis chadash because he stole the house, but he should have to return anyway because he has averos shabiyado. Obviously, so it says no. Afil tem Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We could even be assuming like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, kiven davetshuva viyav dami. We're talking about a kigon davetshuva viyav dummy. We're talking about a case where he did tshuva and he ended up paying the nigzal the value of the house. So for the avera of gezel, he wouldn't have to return because he already did tshuva for that. But we still need to be memayit from the pasuk that because he initially stole it, he does have to return. So if he in fact paid for the house, doesn't that make him a lokeach, not a gazlan? No, kiven de meikara b'tarz gezel asaliyade lo. Since initially when he got it through stealing, even though now he's rolled it over into being a lokeach, that is not considered, he would not then be considered a lokeach. So main point, a person who steals a house, even if he doesn't go back, as a result of Aver Shaviyadu, because he did tshuva and he's paid for it, would still not be considered. We need a drasha to tell me that he would not be considered someone who is bana bayis because it came to him begineva. Okay, so we will stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Mem Gimel Amud Beis at Umiha Isha Shanata Kerem.